Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I am your host, Sean. Across the way, Danny, how are you, man?
You know, I was thinking about keeping this episode classy, but then I realized that's just not our style.
There is no class in our show. I don't know why you would have mistaken that.
Especially now, because as cool as Alice Cooper says, school's out for summer.
I think school's been out for you for a long time, man.
Forever.
Unless somebody's schooling you in video games on PvP, just because you're not very good at that.
Man, I have other things to do. Like, according to the video about how to get, like, level 100 in less than a week on Battlefield, I make the mistake of, you know, actually going to the bathroom, not using a poop bucket. You know, I'm married, I have a job, and I, you know, eat.
Whoa, overachiever.
I know, man. I'm a multitasker. Sometimes I poop and eat at the same time, or within minutes of each other, at least.
I hope not at the same time.
Maybe not at the same time, but within minutes sometimes. And that's probably not a good thing. You know, it just depends on what the restaurant is.
Fair enough.
Damn you, Jack in the Box.
We all have our weakness.
But, we're at episode 69, dude.
Uh-huh. 69.
69, man.
Who would have thought it lasted this long?
That's what she said?
Can it just end? Can we just stop this? It's starting to hurt.
But we're making progress. We're knowing even more people. And by even more people, I mean like one or two more people, maybe.
You go to, because you keep going to podcast shows and people think that you're famous or something?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm pretty Instagram famous. We got acknowledged by Scorpio Sky, one of the members of SoCal Uncensored, part of Ring of Honor.
Oh boy.
And New Japan Wrestling.
Nice.
So that's pretty awesome.
I'm glad all your wrestling video watching has panned out for us.
Yeah, my masturbating to YouTube videos Bullet Club has paid off.
Yes, it has. And then, you know, there's all the different crazy stalkers that just go through and just like everything that you posted on there.
Yeah, exactly. So this dude, actually, his stuff is pretty funny, man. He's part of a three-man tag team called SoCal Uncensored. And the way they get introed on all the videos for the being the elite, like, they'll be like, there was one, the guy was doing a news report, and they walked up to him, or whenever they cut to them, the first thing they're like, whatever city they're in, like, this is the worst city we've ever been in. Man, I wish I was back in Southern California, because that place is awesome. And they actually have shirts printed up that you can buy through WrestlingTees.com.
Yeah.
Actually, ProWrestlingTees.com. Please sponsor us. Anybody? Somebody? They actually have that written on it, the shirt itself.
This is the worst place ever.
This is the worst city I've ever been in. Man, I think I just want to order a couple of them and just wear them whenever I go on vacation.
That's fair.
especially like when you go to Portland, because they already hate people from Southern California.
That's fair.
We might get stabbed and shot, just not one or the other.
Oh boy.
Oh man, keeping Portland weird, huh?
Hopefully. I mean, I think they're already weird. I don't think they need our help.
No, but that's the unofficial, maybe even official city motto now, just keep Portland weird.
I'm pretty excited for some Voodoo Donuts and to go back to Bridgeport Brewing.
Actually, I heard there's a better donut shop than Voodoo, and I just want to see if I can get a selfie with the unicycle Darth Vader riding bagpipe player.
That seems pretty legit. I'm pretty sure you can. I mean, would you give him $5? Like, if he asks, like, if you have to pay him money?
Even if he doesn't ask for money, I will give him $5 and a handy. Because he is wearing a kilt, and if he's a true Scotsman, he's not wearing anything under the kilt other than my hand.
Got to keep it warm, right?
Exactly.
Sensitive. It gets cold in Portland.
And if he's super authentic, he just painted the tip of it red. to match his lightsaber.
Maybe. We'll see.
For five extra, here's $5 for the selfie. For an extra $5, I'll let you play with my lightsaber.
I get to pay you to play with your lightsaber? Awesome.
Do I have to make the whoosh whoosh sounds, or do you make them for me? Meow, meow. Oh man. So there's this Facebook page I follow for Black Rifle Coffee Company, and they made this little short video. One of the guys rides up on a scooter, right? With his, mm-hmm. with his girlfriend on the back, who's actually pretty cute. And he rolls up next to a dude on a Harley, and like the guy starts revving up the scooter, and the guy on the Harley's just checking him out, and he revs it up, and finally the guy like, and like the whole time the girl's like just checking the guy out, right? Kind of yeah. into it. And he just revs up the Harley, and then they show the dude on the scooter, and he's by himself. And he's like, whatever. And then the pan, like, facing the, you know, from the front, facing the dude in the Harley on the camera, and the girlfriend's yeah. sitting behind him, and she leans forward, and she's like, I've always wanted to be with a real man. And then the guy on the scooter appears back behind her, and he's like, me too.
Wow.
Oh, man. I love that video. Speaking of loving videos... Oh, man. There was an announcement trailer put up by both. I don't know who actually officially posted it, but it was by both, I guess, Microsoft and Nintendo, mm-hmm. that they're going to be able to have cross-play for the Switch, for Minecraft on the Switch and the Xbox One.
That just seems like a waste, like, of a game to do that, to start with. Was it just like... Was that like the safest game for them to try it out with systematically?
Maybe, but I know they also have I'm pretty sure they have Fortnite crossplay compatibility as well.
Oh my god, fucking Fortnite. That game, dude, have you tried it yet?
No, I haven't, because I'm not I haven't tried Minecraft. Well, I tried Minecraft about 10 minutes and I realized that, you know, I have a job and I'm not a 12-year-old with an iPad. Well, I'm not a 12-year-old on my mom's iPad. I can actually pay for games that aren't free.
Fair enough. So I did play Fortnite on my Switch just to try to see what all the hype is about. I thought we talked about this, but maybe that was like in my head at one point that I would talk about it. But
it was in your head movie.
Yeah. So literally the game, basically, I haven't played any of the specialty, like, soccer games or anything, but basically I played the Battle Royale, and you literally just get, like, launched with a team of 50 onto an island against another team of 50, and basically you just kind of, like, rummage through, like, the different houses and caves, and you try to find, like, random loot, and it's random, so you don't know what you're gonna get, so you have to, like... And then, of course, like, your own team is a dick to you. So, like, somebody will open up, like, three chests and take all the good stuff instead of, you know, strategically trying to balance out and give some people some good stuff. So that way, like, if somebody has to go close range, they have, like, a really good shotgun versus, like, a shitty sniper rifle that they have to try to kill them with up close.
Right. Like, somebody has eight shotguns.
Basically. And you have none. Yeah, basically. Well,
I also know there's, like, a building component to it as well, correct?
You mean just a random, like, nobody takes the time to build an actual fortress, and they just build some weird skyscraper in the air, and then jump up, and then, like, climb up there with the sniper rifle and start shooting people? Then, yes, there's a building component.
Well, I know, actually, it's good thing you brought this up, because I heard that they're doing a hotfix patch on the game because of the building component. Apparently, if you lay four of the metal sheets flat on the ground in a certain pattern, the lines between the sheets, you can make it look like a swastika. And so they have to take that out of the game because of reasons. I guess it's offensive that people are assholes do that.
That's fair. Yeah, the game isn't that great. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't even know. It might be better if you had, like, a team of four like, and you were talking, and you kind of strategically, like, were telling people where stuff was and, you know, where to go. But I feel like, for the most part, your own team hates you more than the enemy team. It doesn't help you. Even, like, if you go down, like, it's hard to get people to revive you. And then after that, it's just kind of, like, everything, the gun you get is just based off random luck. So, and then you bump into an enemy who got, like, you know, all the good loot crates, you're dead. Like, there's no hope for you.
Right, so. But then I guess you don't have to, I know at least with PUBG, I know if you, like, die, because you're out, in PUBG, once you die, you're out, so you can just leave that lobby and go find a new game.
Yeah.
So if you suck, you can play, like, 100 games in an hour.
Yeah, basically, because, you know, it's super fun rummaging through loot crates.
So what you're saying is it's, like, it's a battle royale combined with Minecraft combined with like the fun of being homeless and looking through dumpsters.
Basically,
it's a dumpster diving Minecraft battle royale.
Yeah, basically. I don't know.
That should be the.
I don't feel that great about this game, so I haven't even played it in a few days, and it's probably
that should be the tagline on the box on all their advertising material.
I haven't played it in a few days.
No, the dumpster diving, Minecrafty battle royale game.
Fair enough. That'll work.
Because just like a dumpster, sometimes you'll hit gold, and sometimes you'll just find shit, literally, because other homeless people have shit in it.
Yeah. I like how the warning tag's like, if you see a house has been opened up, be careful, it could be the enemy. Like, thanks. Cool.
Or it could be your teammate that hates you, too, and just is on their 20th crate they're opening up.
Yeah. And then they die, and they literally all that loot that they gathered goes right to the enemy team.
Right. So it's that 12-year-old that has fucked everyone's mom, that doesn't know what they're doing, goes around and just collects loot crates and runs into the enemy on accident, gets shot, and now the enemy has like all the AK-47s and shotguns they need.
Yep.
For the whole team.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And a few RPGs.
If it was real war, they'd be posthumously charged with treason, is what you're saying?
Yes.
But not to be outdone, PlayStation wanted to come in and have a fun announcement of their own. So I guess, effective, by the time you hear this, they're launching they're relaunching the greatest hits that they used to have in the past.
Really?
Yes. So they're going to have a bunch of games that are going to be
$20. $20.
Interesting. Right. I knew they were going to do this eventually. They kind of had to, but it was just a matter of who blinked first between PlayStation and Microsoft.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it would be a $20 because that's how much it was last generation. So I figured it would be like $25, maybe $30 at the highest, but probably like $25 because all the games now are like about $10 cheaper anyways, right?
Yeah.
Brand new. So the list of games debuting is Battlefield 4, Bloodborne, Doom, Drive Club, Infamous Second Son, Killzone Shadows Fall, The Last of Us Remastered, Little Big Planet 3, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Definitive Experience, Project Cars, Ratchet & Clank, Street Fighter V, Uncharted 4, Yakuza 0, and Yakuza Kiwami.
Does it make you feel old, like that's the greatest hits now?
Well, I mean, it's not so much that it doesn't make me feel old, but it just makes the PlayStation feel older than it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been out long enough that they had to do something. Those games probably weren't really selling that great anyways.
Yeah.
I'm sure they weren't selling any of The Last of Us, because if you bought your PlayStation within like a year of it being released, you got it for free, most likely.
Yeah.
And a lot of these games either, I think, probably were offered for free at some point through the PS Plus membership.
That's true. I just feel weird, like those games are now like greatest hits, but I guess like, you know, number 5 of that one game is coming out, so, and then we have the new Last of Us coming out soon, so I guess that makes sense.
The Les of Us.
Yes, the Les Vegas.
The Les of Us. Yes.
The last of us are lesbians, and we're not helping the world.
Yes, I would. I literally wouldn't have sex with you if you're the last man on Earth, because I'm totally into her.
That's fair.
I guess we're dying off then, huh? And it, but at least as I can at least watch then as I die.
We had a good run. Who would have known a fungi would have killed us off?
A nice guy.
They always said nice guys finish last, right?
That's why every homosexual relationship needs one of them to be a jerk. Just infinite sex.
Oh, man.
At least that's what I've heard.
It's not what I've heard.
You're not what you've experienced?
I guess.
So, yeah, that'll be fun. Like, I don't know. None of these games, like, scream to me I need to buy, but maybe as the program goes on, some better games will come out. At least better games, in my opinion.
Your opinion doesn't count.
But then again, you know, I do play some pretty shitty games. I decided to take one for the team, Sean.
Did you know? What shitty game are you playing?
So, I realized I had $5.01 in my PlayStation wallet.
And I'm like, spender here, big spender.
Move, excuse me, sir. I have money, and I am looking to spend it. Oh, okay, well, so how much money are you looking to spend? $5.
And one penny.
So, I'm looking through the PlayStation store to see if there's anything cool on sale, or at least decent, and they come across this game called Frisky Business.
Frisky Business, huh? Do you play as a cat?
No, you play as a detective.
Oh, boy.
But the first case you solve is by this lady that wears cat ears and meows, and she wants you to rescue her cat out of her tree. So, there's that.
That's a detective work? I thought you just called the fire department for that.
Well, you have the choice as, like, it's basically the game is dialogue options. There's no gameplay other than just dialogue options. It's even worse than the Telltale games, because at least every once in a while you get to solve a puzzle, even if it's something mundane as, you know, walking across the room and opening a door.
Yeah.
But, oh, man. I just saw the game, basically, the way that, I can't remember exactly what the description was, but basically it seemed like it was inappropriate and more fun than it should be. And so I ended up buying the game. Mm-hmm. And the story, it probably took me hour and a half, 2 hours to play through the whole story. But if you want to get all the achievements, you have to do multiple playthroughs. Because you have a partner, and then there's a cop that you know that she helps you out. And so there's one achievement to be nice to your partner, and then there's one to like be nice to the cop, and then there's another trophy to be jerks to them, both of them. And then there's a trophy for going a whole playthrough with no sexy times, as they say. And then there's trophies for like banging down on each of the chicks, like have sex with all of the chicks in one playthrough, and then have a threesome with some of the chicks. And there's supposed to be some sort of weird sex mini game, but I never was able to get it. So, like, even in virtual world, I can't, you know, get a girl to take her clothes off for me.
Sounds legit.
Yeah, and the graphics are just the best part of the game, actually, because they're that super cartoony 80s overdrawn style.
Gotcha.
I'll have to post a picture on Instagram, and I'll send you a copy since you avoid the social media like the hermit that you are.
Who would have thought that I was the antisocial social media one of the group?
Yes, exactly. Oh, man. So I guess I could have been responsible with my $5.01 and maybe looked at some reviews on Metacritic or something. Mm-hmm. But I don't always believe that. Like, so, because, like, one person gave it a 6 and one person gave it a 2.
Okay.
And like the one that gave it a 2 said there was a lot of bugs. I didn't encounter any bugs, so maybe they patched it. Maybe. I don't know why they would have, but they, because it's a, normally a $10 game. I bought it for $4.99.
Gotcha.
I don't even know if I would have played. Other than doing a public service, I don't think I would have done it for $4.99.
You know, you have all this backlog. Like, did you really have to spend that $5 and play a new game?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Maybe this is why you're backlogged on games.
Right. I bought this game for just a couple dollars less than I got Titanfall 2 for.
Fair enough.
Because I got Titanfall 2 for $7.50. Apparently that was my price point for a, I guess, well-made, well-received, well-reviewed game versus $5 for a game, just mystery game that has a really, like, overly cartoony drawing pictures of girls in bikinis.
Fair enough.
Oh, man. So, yeah. You're welcome, guys. Don't play the game. Unless you enjoy just super cheesy 80s, like, I guess not even 80s. I guess it'd be the more like 90s style drawn girls when you can actually go on the interwebs and look at boobs for free. Like unreal girls or animated girls, whatever your pleasure is. No judging here.
There's a lot of judging.
No judging, Sean.
I don't even know what that means.
Just because I know how you...
Leave me out of your weirdness.
See? Judging. So, speaking of judging, E3 has been a couple weeks since E3, you know, and I don't have accounts on any social, like, as far as, like, YouTube or Reddit or anything like that, because I don't want my own biases to prevent me from finding out some interesting information or useful information. So I've been getting all these videos popping up of these dudes that, you know, just hate fun, complaining about how the social justice warriors are also ruining video games, not just comic books and comic book movies or, you know, sci-fi movies or whatever else. They're complaining that social justice warrior people are ruining. I mean, it's gotten as bad as people complaining how millennials are ruining things that shouldn't have been a thing anyways, like paper, like napkins. Like, why have, buy napkins when you can buy paper towels and it serves two jobs? Like, I'm not a millennial. I could have kids that are millennials, and I haven't bought napkins in years either. So am I leading to that downfall, or do I not count?
I don't know. I guess you're betraying your own kind.
Yes, I'm betraying. I am, or I'm just training future generations to be wise.
I just think it's just funny because it's like, all I thought we lived in a capitalist nation where people chose their money and businesses were supposed to adapt to their customers, but you know what? It's okay. We can blame the customer in this case, right?
Exactly.
Lawyers.
When it comes to things that they're like, why is this so expensive? Capitalism. Why aren't you buying these things? Because they suck. Well, you need to be better consumers.
No, I'm pretty sure that's not how capitalism works.
No,
you don't have to be a good consumer.
That sounds more like socialism.
Exactly.
So when I was watching E3, like the one presentation I saw was Sony, right?
Mm-hmm.
And before they showed the samurai game, I can't remember the name of it now, but it looked really awesome. But they had a dude out there, you know, dressed in traditional Japanese garb, playing a traditional Japanese flute. And it was a white guy. And I'm like, wait, how long before we get cultural appropriation tweets? And I was like, wait, but PlayStation's a Japanese company. They're going to get a pass, right? Because they're a Japanese company?
Nope.
No, they didn't. No. So, of course, you know, when you read articles and, like, somebody's, like, the internet is angry, and then he posts, like, screenshots of, like, 4 or 5 tweets. Oh, man. It's like, dude, you have, like, you're following, like, 4,000 people that all agree with you on everything, and you can only come up with, like, 4 tweets? I could, like, throw a rock at my phone and find 4 tweets without even typing anything in the search engine to push whatever cause I'm trying to push on people.
That's fair.
But I guess people were unhappy. And it was like, as an Asian American, Sony, you have some explaining to do as to why you have a non-white, non-Asian person playing that flute. And they're like, but they're Asian. They're, you know, Asian. They're not Asian American. I think they would be okay, more upset about it than you. Like, why do you have to be like American? Or is that just because that you're sensitive about everything?
You know, maybe, maybe the guy, this was plan B and somebody backed out, you know, maybe people from Japan didn't want to just fly out to, you know, America to play at a gaming conference for like 5 minutes.
Actually, no, because this guy, somebody from Sony, I think, actually, I know somebody came to his defense on Twitter and basically came out and like gave the guy his name and said that you can look, and like look him up. That he's pretty much one of like the top three grandmasters of that instrument in the world.
That's fair too. That's very fair.
It's not like they just found some homeless dude wandering around behind, you know, the Staples Center and threw some clothes on him and like had him pretend to play the instrument where they actually like had the sounds come over the speakers.
Yeah. They could have done that.
They could have bought him some, lunch and gave him like a nicer sleeping bag.
Here's a new shopping cart.
Yes. Or not even that, dude. It's like we just fixed that one wheel that's always broken for you. Oh man. So I don't know if anybody that like, I guess that worked because people kind of quieted down. But then, you know, I guess as all the anti-social justice warrior guys were complaining, they were ruining video games, Anita Sarkeesian, with Feminist Frequency, kind of stepped in and did her annual post-E3 summary of where the women's are when it comes in relation to video games. And she was, you know, basically, like, she did a little box graph or whatever, where, like, color charted, where games where the male was the primary protagonist, where the female was the primary protagonist, where you can play as both, or the protagonist was kind of drawn in such a way that it was, I guess, non-gender specific.
Gotcha.
And so they were kind of complaining that only 9 games this year were focused on female, but then they said it was better than like 2016 when only 2 games had female main protagonists, and one of those was Horizon Zero Dawn.
Great game.
Oh, dude, that game's amazing. I know it's too soon, but I still was kind of hoping for at least like a taste of a sequel.
I wanted a tease.
Or more content, something.
Yeah. Even if it was like the new Elder Scrolls, like, leave us the fuck alone, we're working on it tease, I would have been happy.
Right. If it would have been like the Elder, just that like aerial flyover of Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
And then like the scene changes and you can tell it's a different game, and then it zoom in and there's Aloy shooting a dinosaur with her bow, and then it ends.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you're like, wait, what the fuck did I just see? And then But I actually got, you know, watched a video kind of talking about her as I was like reading the information. And she didn't mention it on her page, but, you know, like damn near 50% of the games had where you can choose whether you wanted to play as a male or a female. But I guess her point was they chose to play the male character for the demo. You know what I'm saying? Like on the stage at E3, it was a male character, but the end game could be both. So I guess I can see where her panties weren't a bunch, because why didn't they show the female character or at least give him more screen time? And then she also was complaining that like there was only a couple of female presenters on stage presenting the games from the different publishers. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, she brings up the point, and it makes sense that it still continues to reinforce that, you know, video games is quote unquote a man's world, and making, not just playing them, but also making them and presenting them is something for the guys. And maybe we'll let a girl do it every once in a while, but when you're, you know, you can present games when you're done making us sandwiches.
I don't know. I mean, it's tough. I mean, I see what she's saying, and, you know, it just kind of, like, you know, it is a dominated market, though. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not. Like, how many, I don't know how many times, like, you know, Bungie's behind the scenes talking to people, and, you know, it's all, there's only, like, a handful of, I think, women that are working there, you know. It's not that right. It's like they're trying to say no, but, you know, at the same point, like, you know, they're trying to, like, talk to the people that actually want to be on camera and not necessarily just want to hide in the back and just do their coding and be left alone. Like, they don't want to see camera or the sun. Just leave them alone in their hole to code.
But as far as for, like, players, male versus female, you know, there's, you know, you go to conventions, whether it's comic or gaming or whatever, and the crowd there is 50-50. Mm-hmm. But that's a very small, that's a very specific crowd. Those are people that are very into comics or very into games.
Yeah.
You know, but the general population who doesn't even, you know, there's still a large chunk of people that doesn't really know anything or at all about San Diego Comic-Con. Other than they, you know, maybe they might know there's a thing in San Diego, but they don't realize how big it is and how many people go.
Yeah.
So, you know, to say that going to conventions and the crowd mix is 50-50, yeah, that's one thing. But the general population still, I guess, is in the dark about how big the nerd and gaming culture is. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, maybe if you made more games with female protagonists, you know, you can, more women maybe walking through Best Buy or Target or Walmart or even just browsing Amazon might see it and decide to maybe give gaming a try. Mm-hmm. Like, how many new women gamers jumped into gaming because of Horizon Zero Dawn?
I don't know. Are you talking about, like, full-on bought a PS4 and started playing video games?
Because yes, I wonder. Right. I wonder if, I mean, it's hypothetical. I doubt there's any numbers, but I wonder if there's, if that happened with anybody, because it wouldn't be surprising, because we know people that didn't have a PlayStation 4 yet and went out and bought one. I mean, they were already gamers, mm-hmm. but they just hadn't bought a PlayStation 4 yet, and then when they saw that game was coming out, they went and bought a PlayStation 4 to play that game.
Yeah. No, that is true. Not friend of the show, Gecko or Mike.
Right. Or even...
That's a great question. I mean, I don't know. Like, how many people do drop, you know, $300, $200 to buy a console and then, you know, another $60 on a game?
Or
on a whim.
Right, right. Or even, maybe they've heard through word of mouth. Maybe they have friends that are gamers. Mm-hmm. You know, like, their female friends are gamers and they've played the game and then they're telling them that it's a good game and that they should get off, you know, maybe they're already on the fence about playing a game. You know what I'm saying? They're like, I don't know. I want to play video games, but there's no game that really interests me. And then maybe somebody convinces them to try it. Or they're over at their friend's house and their friend's playing it. And they see them play it. And then they decide to go home and, you know, maybe not even just necessarily buy the console, but maybe their husband or boyfriend has the PS4 already.
Yeah.
And he himself has no interest in the game, but they go out and buy it so that they can hijack the console from them.
True. I mean, I don't know. Nobody says how many people have done this.
Right. And this would be a very hard number to track because you wouldn't, you know, people could just make up the answer or, you know, you could just be calling the wrong demographic mm-hmm. to skew the numbers.
That's a fair question.
I think so.
You can always go on the subreddit, r/gaming, throw that question up.
That seems like way too much work. Because like I said, I don't have a Reddit account. Maybe you can do that.
I could do that. And then I'll just get downvoted to hell.
Yeah. you'll get gold.
That's the challenge.
That's the risk of Reddit. You get downvoted to hell, or you get golded. Mm. You get to become the golden elite.
You know, you could just simply be ignored too.
That seems like the worst thing in the world. At least when you're downvoted, people are paying attention. They love you. They hate you because they love you.
Fair enough.
So, you know, I have this habit, because I think that if I know about something, that more people should know about it, right? Like, I don't think I'm one of those guys that knows, I don't know about things before it happens. I generally find out about, you know, an idea or a game or something long after the general population, or not just necessarily general population, but the people that are interested in know about it. Mm-hmm. And so... You know, through my browsing of Reddit, I've come across this group of individuals, male individuals, who self-identify as incels.
Oh boy, I don't even know want to know where this is going.
Oh man, no, this is like a public service announcement, I think.
Gotcha. Like a warning to stay away from them.
Like, so there used to be, and I don't even know, I don't know if they got banned, but there was a subreddit r/niceguys, right?
Yeah.
And it was basically guys, screenshots of guys, sending messages or, whether it's DM, like private messages through Instagram or Facebook, or just actual like messages over the phone, you know, where it's things like, hey, you're pretty cute. Let's go have dinner. And it's like, wait, who are you? And it's like, it's Bob from math class. I got your number from so-and-so. And it's like, yeah, I don't really know you. And then, or it's like, hey, what are you doing this Friday? And then like 20 minutes later, hello, are you there? And then 5 minutes later, why aren't you answering me? And then 2 minutes later, look, fuck you, bitch. I didn't want to go out with you anyways. And then it's like, the girl replies like, dude, I was at work, man. Like, relax. Like, thanks for saving me the problem of letting me know you're crazy already.
Exactly.
And I saw a thing on there about the nice guys where it was like, you know, a nice person is nice to everybody. A nice guy is nice to one person with hopes of getting something out of them.
Yes.
And so incels are basically the militant branch of the nice guy.
Explain further. What do you mean the military branch?
Not military, but militant. Like, they're the extremists. You know?
Gotcha.
Like, how there's the animal rights activists, and then there's, you know, the people that go out in boats and try to sink the Japanese ships.
Yeah, got you.
You know, or the throw, you know, blood on people wearing fur coats.
Ah, I got you. I see where we're going with this. Okay.
Yes. And so, before I get into that too much, let me tell you a little story about me.
You grew a beard. You lost a toe, and here we are today.
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna go deep, man. I'm gonna go deep.
All right.
I might even overshare a little bit, but I'm gonna go deep. So, I probably could be an incel if I wasn't more of an asshole than I already am. Because,
fair enough.
Like, growing up in school, I had two girls call me to express their feelings towards me, right?
Yep.
They're like, hi, this is so-and-so. I'm in class with you. You know, I think you're cute, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I didn't recognize the name. Come to find out, both times, the girls were pretending to be, it was girls pretending to be another girl just to basically make fun of me.
Oh boy.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yes. And so I know if I was, you know, I guess angrier and more of an asshole than I am, I could turn it around and be like, well, this is how all girls are, as opposed to, well, those girls are just mean.
Yeah.
And then my senior year, I was working a job and there's the annual Christmas party was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was talking about bringing dates and stuff. And so I'm like, well, if I go, I'm going to ask a girl. And I had a girl in mind. She sat next to me in one of my classes and we talked all the time in class. It wasn't like we just sat there in silence and I, you know, mm-hmm. stared at her and made her uncomfortable. I talked to her and made her uncomfortable, I guess. Because then I got cock blocked by the teacher.
Oh, no.
So, like, we talked and stuff, and the teacher even was like, oh, you guys are really, like, cute together. You guys would make a cute couple. And she looked over at me and looked back to the teacher and went, him? Ew.
Ew. Damn.
And I had made my mind up. It was like, that week I was going to ask her out. And it was, you know what I'm saying? Like, before the end of the week, I was going to ask her out because it was getting closer to the Christmas party, and I wanted to give her time to get ready, you know, I guess pick what she was going to wear and not make it not make it a last minute thing and make her feel rushed.
Yeah.
But, you know, someone says, oh, you guys look cute together, and the girl goes, ew, that's pretty much a cue that you probably shouldn't ask her out.
Yeah, that's a good cue.
It's a subtle hint. I'm not very good at picking up on subtle hints, but I picked up on that one. So the term incel is a combination of two words. It means involuntarily celibate.
Hmm.
So basically these guys blame women that they're still virgins. Mm. You know, and their thing is like, if they hold a door open for a woman, like saying thank you isn't the appropriate reaction, like offering a blowjob is, kind of a thing.
Gotcha. That's pretty extreme. So,
that's what I said. They're the militant version of the nice guys.
I owe a lot of guys a lot of things then, if that's the case.
Yes. Next time some guy holds the door open for you, you should just start undoing his butt, his belt on his pants and see what he says.
I'm just going to be like, shut the door. Don't leave it open for me.
It's okay. I'll push it open. I don't mind.
I didn't ask for you to hold the door open. Just close it.
Do you know what an incel is? Or just ask him, it's like, as you're walking up, do you know what an incel is? If they say yes, and it's like, go ahead and close the door. It's cool. I got it, bro. It's the bro job, man.
Get inside. You want me to hold the elevator? Nah, I'll just take the stairs.
I'll take the stairs. Yes. And so, oh man, I don't know. It's like reading the diary of a madman as I go through and see these messages where, like I said, you know, it's just going from, hey, I hope you're having a great day. How's everything going? And then, are you there? Why aren't you responding to me? Is everything okay? Hey, what's your problem? Why are you being rude? Well, fuck you, bitch. I hope you die.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude, it's been 45 minutes since you sent my first text. I was watching a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, I don't know. Just, and then when you hear, like, women talking about getting harassed online, and other guys are like, they're making it up, or it's not as bad as they make it out to be. And then I see this stuff from the incel community, which is probably like the most hate-filled subreddit besides the Donald.
I'll have to look it up. I can't wait to see what kind of garbage is in there.
Oh man, the humanest of human garbage. Actually, I take that back. The garbagest of human garbage, because they're fairly human. I don't want to give them that much credit.
Only like half a part human.
Yes, the garbage part is the human part of them. Speaking of the Donald, I was trying to figure out I was going to get the segue going, and it actually works out pretty well. I'm gonna break my arm patting myself on the back real quick. Oh, man. So, rapper Kim's maidservant / the Donald supporter, Kanye West, announced over Twitter like a couple months ago that he was going to drop 5 albums in 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was a solo album that he rapped on. One of them was a collaboration that he did with Kid Cudi.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did a Pusha T. He did a Nas. And then the last one came out on the 22nd. Someone I didn't know, who I don't know, is Tayana.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the Nas and Tayana ones were kind of a big deal because that was a surprise. Like, the first three were kind of hinted at
out there. Yeah.
And, you know, I know a lot of people don't care for Kanye. But man, the fact that, like, as a hip hop producer, it's a lot different than being a rock producer. Because as a rock producer, the band is pretty much responsible for writing all the music and all the lyrics, right? They show up, record, you just make them sound good.
Yep.
And maybe you might give them some tips, maybe hints, or maybe on tweaking like guitar solos or something, but nothing too major. Versus like a hip hop producer, where they go through and they make it sound good, but then they also have to do all the beats and all the samples and all that. They do actually do all the legwork. The rapper just comes in and raps over it.
Gotcha.
And so for the fact that he did 5 albums in 5 weeks, and people are kind of also dismissing it because each album is only 7 songs.
No.
But I ended up picking up the Nas album because I'm actually a huge fan of Nas. And a lot of people are complaining about it because the other albums have a lot of, like, I guess, as the kids call them, bangers.
Mm-hmm.
Songs that you'd hear at clubs.
Yeah.
This one is a little more, like, I guess, soulful and protesting. The cover of the album is very reminiscent of something you'd see Rage Against the Machine have on the cover of the album. Okay. You know, a bunch of kids holding with their hands up in the air. One of them has a gun. One of them has like a stereo radio. There's, you know, a couple different things. One of the songs, basically just the sample is just Slick Rick from one of his songs that he did in the late 80s called Children, a Bedtime Story, mm-hmm. where it's talking about a kid that goes on a crime spree and he ends up getting, at the end, he ends up getting shot by the cops. And so the line of the song is the cops shot the kid. Mm-hmm. And so in the name of the song is Cops Shot the Kid. And so the, you know, there's a little vocal intro and then all of a sudden you just hear a kid rock. I mean, Slick Rick, Cops Shot the Kid, Cops Shot the Kid, you know, just over and over. That's pretty much just the sample of the, and then he Nas raps over it.
Yeah.
It's actually probably one of my favorite songs that I've heard for a while. Not just rap, but any. Kanye, not a huge fan of his rap since his first couple albums, but man, he is a super talented producer.
That's fair. I never got into his stuff at all, so I wouldn't know, sir. I know he's famous for a reason.
Right, and not just banging a Kardashian.
Exactly.
And I take that back, Queen Kardashian. Ray J's cum dumpster.
Jeez.
Well, that's how she got famous.
Fair enough.
She got Instagram famous for having sex with Ray J. I'm Instagram famous with pro wrestlers, and I didn't have to have sex with Ray J. It's pretty easy.
But you're not as famous.
I'm not as famous, but I didn't pay the price, I guess. I didn't sell my soul and have sex with Ray J. Do you know who Ray J is, by the way?
No, not really.
He was a rapper who also happened to be former, I don't know, actress / R&B singer Brandy, her brother.
Hmm.
Or is Brandy too old of a reference for you, young man?
Probably too old of a reference.
Man.
I don't know what to tell you, man. We're making all this high-level stuff today.
I know, right? We're going deep.
Where do we get to the point where just dinosaurs start eating people?
Soon.
Soon.
So, Moesha. That's the show. She was on Moesha. She was the star of Moesha.
Gotcha.
Did you watch Moesha? I mean, let me, I take that back. Are you aware of the show Moesha?
Nope. I didn't even realize that was a show.
It was in 96 to 2001, man.
Gotcha. Good.
She was cute back then. She's cute now. But anyways, not to be outdone, the guy that basically helped Kanye become famous, because he was already a producer, but he was kind of, you know, local to Chicago until he hooked up with Jay-Z and did a bunch of work for Jay-Z producing albums. Mm-hmm. And then there was a beef, I guess, between the two of them because of a misunderstanding, and then they were cool again. Mm-hmm. But apparently... Jay-Z's like, all right, Kanye, it's cool that you're putting out five albums, but Beyonce and I are going to put out a collab album on a Saturday when nobody, like, the albums come out on Fridays, so they just randomly dropped an album at 2:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday. Everyone was like, is this a big up yours to Kanye? Like, that he's still the best? Like, Kanye can put out five albums, but Jay-Z and Beyonce put out one, and Kanye is not getting talked about anymore?
I guess it is.
I sent you the video. I don't know if you watched it.
No.
For their single. They actually filmed it in the Louvre.
Oh. Okay.
And everyone was like, wait, yeah, it's actually a really good video. That's why I sent it to you. A, so you could maybe help interject in the conversation, and B, it's actually a really cool video.
I'm just here for the dinosaurs.
Yes, you're here for that. I'm carrying, I'm like LeBron James, and then you're going to be J.R. Smith and hopefully actually shoot the ball at the end of the game when we're tied, as opposed to thinking we're up by one and dribbling away.
I like turtles.
Nah, I like turtles too. So, man, the video is really cool. It's kind of a long song, but it's very artsy. You know, they have different people doing different poses in front of the statues and paintings and stuff. But my favorite part of the video, almost like any other video on YouTube, is the comments section.
Of course. That's like the number one place to go to is the comment section.
If you feel good about yourself, make a video posted on YouTube. You'll want to murder. You'll want to kill yourself within minutes. You know why? Because they'll tell you to.
And they'll tell you every single reason why you should.
Yes. And mostly just because you suck.
Yeah.
But there's a big thing about Jay-Z that he's not only part of, but I guess one of the top members, current top members of the Illuminati.
Hmm.
You know, there's a lot of different people that have died, and they say that Jay-Z and his disciples killed them as part of the human sacrifice to join the Illuminati. Like R&B artist and musician Aaliyah, I mean actress Aaliyah, she was in the movie Romeo Must Die.
Mm-hmm.
She died in a plane accident, and a lot of people say that she was murdered as a sacrifice to the Illuminati, and then her death was just covered up as a plane crash, and then Left Eye from TLC. There's the conspiracy is that she also was a Illuminati sacrifice.
Wow.
So people are like, yeah, they shot in front of this statue because this statue means this and the Illuminati does this. It's pretty awesome seeing how everything in the video is related to the Illuminati. So, and then his symbol, like for his record company that he formed, is a diamond that he just puts out his hands and makes a diamond symbol, and the Illuminati is a pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
Illuminati confirmed. And I mean, they're not a diamond, but a triangle. He does like a triangle.
Yep.
With his indexes and his index fingers and his thumb, and holds it out. And so that's in the shape of a pyramid. Illuminati confirmed.
It sounds like it to me.
Even though everyone says the Denver airport is full of Illuminati symbols, I still haven't found any. And I've walked around that airport a lot.
Just looking for your beer of choice, huh?
And the Illuminati. If they can help, if they can help cover that up and make me single again, it might be worth it.
Oh boy, mic drop.
She had an unfortunate accident on the moving sidewalk at the Denver airport. Oh man, so I have a confession to make as a nerd.
Yes.
Go ahead.
What about your confession? What confession do you have?
I have never watched a Jurassic Park movie.
Really?
None.
That's pretty intense that you haven't seen at least one of them.
None of them I have seen. Mm. I know there's dinosaurs, and I know, like, there's that sexy Jeff Bridges, Jeff Goldblum.
Mm-hmm.
In the second one, I want to say.
He's in the first one, and then he makes an appearance in the second one.
Yeah, but I think the second one where he's the sexy Jeff Goldblum, isn't it? I don't know. Again, like I said, I haven't seen it.
It is the first one.
Yeah. Okay, so I haven't seen any of them, so I'm just going off. I just know sexy Jeff Goldblum, and I know the whole, like, water shaking in the car thing is a thing.
Yep, that's in the first one.
Yeah, I know all the, like, I guess the memes and the pulp, the stuff like that, but I don't really know much about the movies. So take it away, Sean.
Danny, I know you're a host on this show, and, you know, you understand disappointment.
I work with you every day.
Not every day, but anyways, you know, I just looked at the rating on the reviews, and I just kind of was like, all right, it's probably just going to be okay. Man, it was super predictable, man. Like, the whole thing, and I think, like, I looked up the article for the casting in this one, and literally one of the articles said, like, what do we have to do to, what's it called? What do we have to do to end the movie series? Like, to end Jurassic World? Like, it's just like, dang, man. Like, we gotta, let's calm it down a little bit.
So it's not just Star Wars that people want to ruin? Because, real quick, did you know that they ruined Star Wars because they put the Obi-Wan, all the side movies are on hold, so we may not get an Obi-Wan movie?
Oh, really? Damn.
Yes.
Dang. Oh, so they only want to focus on, like, the last
episode. The episodic numbers. Well, Well, there's the 9 coming out, and then Rian Johnson got is going back to the guy that did 7. I can't think of his name right now. Joss Whedon. But then Rian Johnson, who did 8, is going to do 9. He's going to do a 10, 11, and 12.
Hmm.
But I want my Obi-Wan movie, assholes. You all should have went and saw Solo. Took one for the team, man. I take one for the team all the time.
Yeah, you do. I just wanted, a Boba Fett movie. That's all.
Yeah, well, that would have been good, too. I mean, that's a close second, but I really wanted that Obi-Wan movie. Mm-hmm. More than the Boba Fett movie, even.
I'm disappointed in you now. But it's okay. I'll let it go.
So anyways. Your shitty dinosaur movie.
So, I think the biggest problem that we saw is ever since the third... So basically, Michael Crichton, who wrote the books, wrote two books, right? And so he wrote the original Jurassic Park, and then he wrote The Lost World. And then everything since then has kind of just been like almost like fan fiction edited and kind of just written out. I don't think there's any books out or any kind of reference that Michael Crichton has made, for that. And he's passed away, so obviously he's not going to be writing any new books about it. Spoiler.
I was going to say, so he's either spinning in the grave or they stopped him while they took a giant dump in it.
It's something like that. Basically, it feels like since the third movie and then that, they have Jurassic World and now Fallen Kingdom, like they just literally are trying to like one up, like it feels like instead of just focusing on the writing, like they just focus on like making a bigger dinosaur or some crazy, dangerous dinosaur. And it's just like, it's always the same plot. Like, everything's generally okay. Man-eating dinosaur enters scene or escapes. Everything breaks loose. Villain gets eaten and crowd cheers. Predictable story happens. And then it's like, it's over.
Right. But, I'm okay with predictable stories as long as it's entertaining because... if I go to a restaurant or a bakery and order a chocolate chip cookie and it doesn't have chocolate chips in it, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to be pretty pissed. So, I know what I'm getting. But if I get a chocolate chip cookie and it's soft and it's warm and it's got, good chocolate and good ingredients in it and it's delicious, I enjoy that chocolate chip cookie, even though it's just a chocolate chip cookie. So, that being said, is this a delicious chocolate chip cookie or is this one that maybe has been sitting on the shelf for a few days?
On the shelf for a few days. And it's kind of funny because I guess I don't know if it's funny or not, but, I really did like Jurassic World and, the new kind of version of Jurassic Park and where they were going. Like, it was very entertaining. Like, Chris Pratt did a really good job in it, and he was like, he makes funny comments, and, it's interesting. Like, they talk about, spending time with, raptors is like as they're young and kind of training them and they do different things and you're like, oh, okay, that's cool. And they bring in like they bring in a couple more dinosaurs that are real, and then it's like they have this like weird thing between Jurassic World and Fallen Kingdom. It's like they have an obsession with like we're gonna make our own dinosaur thing and we're gonna do DNA modification and take all these crazy habits and not expect anything bad to happen because of it. And so Chris Pratt could not save Fallen Kingdom, to save his life. Like, it was just kind of generally bad. Like, it was so predictable throughout the whole thing. And, like, in, like, the beginning, when you watch the trailer... they do a really good job of making it like the island like explodes. You're very sad like about the dinosaurs and stuff. And then there's a couple scenes in the movie, that are suspenseful as they're getting chased. And then it's just like it, but like outside of that and Chris Pratt throwing a few of his little one-liners, like a couple one-liners, like the movie's garbage. It's just like, it's not entertaining.
Right, I wanted to ask you, that scene with the volcano erupting and all that, there's a shot that it's either the first, 5 minutes of the movie or it's the last 5 minutes of the movie. Where does that fit in?
The whole volcano is basically the first quarter of the movie. So basically, it's like, all right, we're going to save the dinosaurs. all right, lady, go tell Chris Pratt to stop being a D-bag and come help save dinosaurs. Save dinosaurs, volcano erupts. Bad things, and then, like, you know, betrayal, you know, predictable villain enters the scene. Things aren't going the way that they're expected, and, you know, then it just kind of goes into that. It was kind of like a mix of The Lost World, where, you know, the dinosaurs made it into San Diego. It was kind of like that, but...
Spoilers!
I don't care. Nobody's gonna watch this movie after I've just torn it apart. But basically, you know, it's kind of like that, and then... there's like this random bomb, like bomb that they make in the movie, and it just doesn't matter. Like, it just doesn't, like, it doesn't care. Like, it's not a twist. Like, nobody really should care about it. And then, like, at the end of the movie, it's just like, all right, like, this is just how the world is now. And it's just like a very blanket and a very, like, just, cliffhanger kind of thing, where it's just like, all right, I guess we're getting a Jurassic, you know, I don't know, world or planet or some other
universe
movie. Who knows? Now we're gonna have probably T-Rex in space. So it's just like
awesome. That needs to be the next movie, dude. T-Rex on the moon.
But you know, like, I found myself in the movie just kind of going, man, it'd be okay. I'd be really okay if it just ended right now, like, multiple times, because it just got boring.
So what you're saying is I made a wise choice by not investing any time in any of the Jurassic Park movies because this one sucks so bad?
You know, the sad thing is like, literally, like, Jurassic Park, the original one, is so great. Like, the suspense, you know, the adrenaline rush you're getting from the different dinosaurs running around, and, you know, they just do it, and, like, the story makes sense, and then it's just like, you know, the second one comes, and it's like, okay, I get what they're trying to do, and then in the third one, they're just like, all right, how do we, it's like, instead of, like, focusing on the story, it's kind of like, all right, now we have new people in charge, and we need to up the ante, and, you know, let's, and then, like, they make a dinosaur that, you know, supposedly might exist, and it kills the T-Rex, and, you know, I think there was a lot of backlash on, like, nobody kills the T-Rex, man, it's the king, because, like, even the T-Rex doesn't die in any of the Jurassic World movies, even though, like, there's a smart super dinosaur, and there's this big ocean dinosaur that could easily kill it, like, they're like, nope, we're not touching that stone again.
We learned from our mistakes.
Yeah, but it's just kind of like, I don't know, they just try to, I just don't think that they make the movies right, and even though, like, it was okay that they did, like, that kind of, like, genetic testing thing for one movie, but now that it's, like, made it into the second one, it's just kind of like, oh, great. And you know what, I'm not even going to be surprised if it's, like, they're going to make another movie, and it's just like, all right, let's make another genetically eared monster dinosaur to go after other ones or whatnot.
So. Why not? If you don't, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Yeah, basically.
So what you're saying is everyone should rush to the theaters and watch something else.
Yeah. I was surprised at how many people were in the movie theater at 9:30, though, in the morning. It was pretty
summer. I guess. The summer, it's leading up to 4th of July, so maybe people are on vacation.
That's true. There was some kids in there.
Right, or maybe stay-at-home parents.
True. That's a fair point.
Oh, man, so I got some breaking news.
Oh, boy.
So apparently Bethesda is suing Warner Brothers because Warner Brothers had made a game based on Westworld that Bethesda says is a blatant ripoff of Fallout Shelter.
Oh, really?
Yes. And reading the first comment on Reddit, important note, Bethesda is suing WB for stealing code made evident by identical bugs being in the game, not because the concept was ripped off. And then the first reply to that is, oh, so that's why Bethesda doesn't fix any of their bugs.
That's pretty funny.
They just stole Bethesda's shitty code without fixing any of it, and it's like, yeah, when you do this and this, it bugs, you know, it glitches, and then it's like, in your game, when it does this and this, It glitches. Oh, man. And, oh, and I forgot to mention, dude, Donald Trump had the greatest announcement that any president has ever made in the history of announcements this week.
Oh, boy.
Actually, by now it's last week, but still, we're time traveling.
True.
He announced they're going to make a sixth branch of the military. Don't laugh.
Dinosaurs?
Space. Space Force.
Oh, boy. Are we getting ready to build the Marines to take over Halo rings?
It's leading there, man. We're on the first step. If not Halo, then at least Starship Troopers.
Go after the bugs.
Go after the bugs. I mean, part of what he said was actual, like, based in some reality and made common sense of, like, maybe we need to, like, go up there and do something about all this just random trash flying through space that's destroying real satellites and damaging, you know, or potentially could damage spaceships. Because there's been that Sandra Bullock movie that was based on that, where she was just, like, out there in space doing her space job and random trash came and killed her.
Fair enough. You know,
depending on which fan theory you believe, she lived or she died or whatever. I don't know. It's weird.
Is it really a new branch in the military or a new branch for waste management?
Both. They're separate entities. Well, it's separate entities. There's going to be the it's almost like how Marvel, in the Marvel universe, there's the, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. superhero division, and then there's the S.H.I.E.L.D. reconstruction division. According to Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon. And actually, they've made a few appearances in the comics, too.
Exactly.
So there's a shirt company out in Ontario that, like, has their, you can order online, Side Action Apparel, mm-hmm. but they have a shop out here, and I'm gonna have to go buy one of their shirts because it's, like, basically it's like a picture of Master Chief and, like, one of the aliens from Halo, mm-hmm. and then on the front it says, like, Space Force, and then that picture's on the back, and then written around it is, like, no illegal aliens.
Oh, boy.
I liked it. It made me smile.
Yeah, it did.
Just like it made you chuckle.
I did chuckle. It's always Mission funny when it says no illegal aliens and it actually is, like, you know, a picture of an alien.
Yes.
All right, everybody. That is it for today's show. Thank you guys for stopping by. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, all those other things. I don't know. Some other things that we might be a part of, we might not be a part of, who knows.
Maybe announcements to be coming?
Announcements? Or no announcements. I don't have anything. No announcements.
Nothing? All right.
No. Don't go watch the Jurassic Park.
Jurassic World. Announcement.
Go watch the 90s version of Jurassic Park. That was really good.
Just watch the first one. Apparently, that's good.
Exactly.
Take it from someone who hasn't seen any of them.
Don't trust Danny. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
You're not wrong.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time.
All right, everybody. Have fun.